2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, do we have a treat in store for you with a deadly Studio 8 session? A lot of times when we have guests in, they strip down their versions of their tunes and it's great, but that is not what we're doing today because it is full-on nuclear-powered guitars, drums, the works. The band are making big waves both here and abroad and are releasing their brand new album this Friday. They are called Somebody's Child, and I'm joined now by the main man, Keane Godfrey. Keane, it is so great to chat to you again here on 2FM. How are you?
Hiya, Laura. How are you? Yeah, all good. Thanks for having me.
I'm incredibly excited about this because, you know, we're used to like really great things from you guys, and I genuinely can't wait because I just know it's going to be bells, whistles, the works. So instead of us having a chat first, will we have a little bit of a taster about what you're going to do? What song are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, we have two of our singles that we're going to play for you today. The first one's called Last Night I Held Your Hand. It came out in January and yeah, you guys have been very good at supporting it. So we thought we'd do it live for you.
Okay, fantastic. Well, take it away.
Here you go.
Keane, stunning stuff altogether. Well done.
Thanks a million. That's very kind.
No, it's not very kind. It's just facts. That's all exactly right. What I'm saying. As I said, your new album is out on Friday. That has to be really exciting, but quite a nervous time for you guys as well. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, good. Yeah, you're right. It's a bit of both, and it is kind of, you're trying to straddle both of those emotions at the same time. I think, you know, especially for us as our second album, the first one, we kind of threw it together and it took too long to come out, I think, and just because of COVID and other things, you know. And yeah. Eventually we were able to kind of press reset and start from scratch with this one, which was really difficult and challenging at the beginning. But eventually I think we turned a corner and fell into something that I think is for the first time, you know, undoubtedly just ours and original. Yeah. And yeah, it was really difficult for a tough time. I feel like me and Shay got into some pretty heated arguments throughout. But every time we did, we found, you know, the root cause, I think, and something came on the back of it. So,
Keen, you started out pretty much on your own. And like a few years ago, you decided to not put your own name, you know, over your moniker. It was going to be Somebody's Child, which I have spoken to you about this before, but it's still one of the most genius names in the whole entire world, because there's been so many times in the office where someone has said Somebody's Child is in reception and everyone's gone, who's John? What's going on? And they're like, oh, yes, here we go. Like, what was the idea behind doing that instead?
Yeah, the idea, I mean, yeah, it's a big pain in the butt, to be honest, a lot of times. You're trying to get into festivals, telling the bouncers that you're somebody's child, they just have none of it. It's just like, come off it, mate, come on. Like,
it's like, stop being a smarter.
Yeah, exactly. And they just, yeah, they have no time for it. But yeah, it was basically something that I hoped, I, you know, at the time, just me would be able to evolve with, so that it didn't really, you know, sound like it was one person, or whether it was, you know, even a male or a female artist or anything. So it was just something that I could use in order to take myself away from the pressure of having to sound like, you know, me as in Keen. And thankfully, you know, that's now evolved into what is a fully fledged band now, and we all kind of have adopted it. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, like, I go very back and forth about whether I like it or not.
I read that this feels like your third album, not your second. Like, what do you mean by that?
I just think, like, we wrote a terrible album in COVID that never got the chance to come out. We've been together now 5 or more years, and our first album came out 4 years into that. So, and it should have been 2 or 3, but just because of where we were at the time and a lot of stuff being taken kind of from under us, for reasons out of our control, obviously. Yeah. That got prolonged and prolonged, and by the time we were actually recording it, we still wanted it to sound like a first album, so we ended up having to kind of regress into this sound that wasn't essentially ours. Okay. I think, and we kind of had to adopt it, and I still think it did justice to the songs, but we were beyond that at that point. So by the time we actually got to writing this album, you know, we'd written a whole album, and that never came out basically in that time, and we just had to kind of ditch it for a good reason as well.
You've moved over to London now, haven't you? That's what a lot of musicians end up doing. Yeah. Like, is it a bit intimidating over there? Have you found your flow? What's it like?
I wouldn't say so, no. I think there's more of my mates are over there at the moment now. I think it's like, I was actually going through this with some of my friends, and I don't know anyone renting in Dublin at my age, which is, I think, stark. So anyways, without getting into politics, like, it does feel like home now after 2 years of living there. But yeah, I reckon I'll probably come home at some stage.
Some people have said that, like, Somebody's Child, that your music is built for arenas. Like, do you have that in mind when you're writing songs?
No, but you do. I mean, as you start playing bigger venues, like we did the Olympia last year and stuff, like, we did feel that our sound was probably a bit thin from the first record. So, and that probably does filter into where your songwriting goes next. And just in terms of even evolving, like, as I say, we tried to make a first record sound like a first record. But we were beyond that, and in order to keep things interesting, you need to introduce new elements, and usually that comes in the form of instruments.
Finally, Keen, what is the plan, like, live wise, show wise, like, what's in the pipeline?
Yeah, so we will be, this is not being, I'm not sure if this has been announced yet, but nonetheless, I'm just going to say,
just tell us anyway.
We're playing the Olympia again this year, which is a very special venue for us, and we're we were extremely excited to do it last time, and we feel like there's no filler songs anymore in the sets and stuff. So yeah, we're.
So you must be really excited to take on 3 Olympia this time.
We are. Yeah. We are. Yeah. Big time.
When?
It's going to be. I actually don't know the date personally.
That's personally, that's not information that I need to know.
I'm not told.
for this very reason. They told you you're playing the Olympia. Don't tell anyone. You just told the nation. It's fantastic. We love to see it. Keane, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you again.
You too, Laura.
Thank you so much. The new album, When Youth Fades Away by Somebody's Child, is released this Friday, absolutely everywhere. You are going to go on to your new single now. I'll let you do your thing and introduce yourself. What's it going to be?
Yeah, so this is probably my most listened to song on the record. It's out now, so obviously I don't listen to it anymore. That's weird. It's called Porcelain, Losing All My Patience. Thanks for having me on and enjoy.
Thank you, King. Take it away.
Tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.